us in Tel Aviv.
Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller has been joining us all week from Jerusalem and does once again. Aaron, first let me ask you about this bus in Tel Aviv. What happened?
Well, the bus blew up in Tel Aviv. We don't have all the details yet because they still are murky, but we do know is that an explosion took place inside a bus, wounding about 20 people. None of them, we're told, now are dead. But this, of course, happens while rockets continue to fly into Israel and Israeli attacks continue in Gaza as ceasefire talks are taking place. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton here. And this punctuates all, like you said this morning, passenger bus in Tel Aviv, very close to the military headquarters, was just traveling when a huge explosion took place there. Police are now saying they don't think it's a suicide bomber, but rather someone who boarded the bus, left an explosive on board, and then departed. Of course, the scenes that we're used to seeing here in years past of sirens wailing and security forces, medics rushing to the scene. So far, we know no one is dead, about 20 Israelis wounded.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's talk about the meeting with Secretary of State Clinton. She started her day in the West Bank meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, and then she made this follow-up trip to Jerusalem to meet again with Prime Minister Netanyahu. First, what can you tell us about her meeting with Abbas? And second, why the second trip to Jerusalem? That wasn't, from what I understand, on the original itinerary.
Well, I can tell you now there's a third part to that. She's just landed down in Cairo right now, and that's supposed to be the final leg of this hopping between the leadership. She went to meet with Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. He's the Palestinian president there. But to be quite honest, he hasn't really been a part of this conflict so far and has been largely sidelined on the Palestinian side. He, of course, in the past has had peace negotiations with Israel as opposed to Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip, and they don't even recognize Israel's right to exist. They've carried out hundreds of suicide bombings against Israeli citizens, and the United States and Europe and most of the Western world recognize it as a terrorist organization. So that's why it's difficult, all this Middle East diplomacy shuttling, because Clinton's not going to meet directly with Hamas. Essentially, the intermediaries here are the Egyptians, still a U.S. ally, still getting a lot of money from the U.S. government, but now ruled by Muslim Brothers, who took over after Hosni Mubarak was deposed there. And so they're essentially the middleman over here. They're very sympathetic to Hamas. They're essentially the parent organization to Hamas. But because of their links to the Americans now, they're the ones who are trying to cobble together this ceasefire, which we had been told last night when I spoke to you yesterday, it looked like it was going to go into effect at midnight. That didn't happen, and so far today we've just had everything we've seen in the last week, and in addition to that, the attack in Tel Aviv.
Aaron Heller, just a little time left before we let you go. I need to ask, what's the mood like there in Jerusalem? Do people expect a ceasefire or an expansion of hostilities?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, according to Israeli polls,